And this brawl over climate could come to a head this morning when both the Liberal and the National parties meet together in federal parliament. David Crowe joins us now. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Well, Dave Sharma there, sort of towing the government line. But, you know, this, he keeps saying what's important is we reach a target. But there's no target for 30 years away. And even that target is being deliberated on and argued about by the junior coalition party. And Keith Pitt said the answer right now is still no.
Yeah, I found that fascinating because Keith Pitt said that the Deputy Prime Minister's position is no. In fact, Barnaby Joyce's position is to give his party room more time. I think it's becoming quite clear that net zero by 2050 has a majority in federal cabinet, a majority in the Liberal Party room, overwhelming was one of the words put to me yesterday, and it has, I think, according to some Nationals, a majority in the Nationals party room. So it's a matter of time. And I think even Barnaby Joyce is admitting this morning that this is federal cabinet's call, and he acknowledges that the Prime Minister has a mandate on this or has a prerogative on this. And there wasn't language that I heard from Barnaby Joyce this morning saying it's still a no.
No. Okay. So, and the Prime Minister made it clear yesterday, he told the Liberal Party room, this is a cabinet decision, we will make this decision. So what are we all watching happening play out in the Nats? Was that a message from the Prime Minister, is you've got what you've got, that's enough, and it's quite significant?
It is, because Barnaby Joyce basically made the call on Sunday against any higher target on 2030. So the Nats have had a victory on 2030. There's still some wrangling over what they get for regional communities, and we are expecting deals on that and some spending measures on that. But they've got that outcome, and Scott Morrison made it quite clear in the Liberal Party room yesterday and in question time that he's going to go ahead with net zero as a cabinet decision. This is going to happen even though there's about a third of that Nationals party room, which is only 21 people, right? A third of that group are dead against it. And I think you can tell from your interview with Keith Pitt, he's one of them. But they're not going to be able to stop the eventual outcome. And that's Scott Morrison's message to
them. But what they have stopped, as you say, is Australia going to Glasgow with a more ambitious 2030 target, and the Prime Minister's made it clear this won't be a linear projection from now to 2050, that most of the emission cuts will come in the outer years. Now, to some degree, that's obvious because technology will get hopefully more effective, and so, you know, things will, emissions will fall as that improves. But is it good enough to just stick with the 26-28% Paris Agreement struck in 2015? As Malcolm Turnbull said, at that time it was built into the agreement that countries would ratchet up that ambition to try and keep warming to 1.5 degrees. Scott Morrison is not going to ratchet up any kind of firm pledge at all, is he? How will the rest of the world view that?
Very dimly. It won't be good enough at Glasgow. You've got the UN calling for 45%. You've got UK and the US far ahead of that. And I think one of the big questions here is how can the UN, the US, the UK, the host of the summit, accept the idea that Australia says, look, we're not changing our targets, we're not changing our commitments, we're going to tell you what the spreadsheet shows in terms of what our forecasts are. And that's going to be 32, 36. Some people are telling me it could even be 40%, right, in some scenarios. Well, that's great. But a spreadsheet is not a commitment at a United Nations summit. And I think the problem for the organisers, the hosts, others, is if you let Australia say, look, just take our spreadsheet, take our forecasts, what's your message to China? What's your message to India? How can you allow Australia to take that approach without other countries, you know, copying it, basically? That's going to be a wider problem. It's not just about Australia.
And that's going to be a problem that might come into effect anyway, because it's unlikely China's not going to be at Glasgow.
They'll have to make a commitment, right? But whether they use this same kind of method of the forecast rather than the pledge is the question.
Yeah, and the next question is, in strictly domestic political terms, is what all this means for Labor. Are they, if Scott Morrison's made it clear net zero by 2050 will be the pledge, and we're going to come out with some kind of greater achievement on midterm targets, that might leave Labor a little stranded. But we'll talk about that another day. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Nine Newspapers.